This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with director Amy Glass about Cornstalk Theater's current production of The Glass Menagerie. Amy, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so excited to be talking with you. This is the first time we've had you on the show, and to be talking about this production, which I think many people are familiar with the play The Glass Menagerie. But for those who aren't, tell us a little bit about the vehicle of this show, namely Tom. What relationship does he have with the audience?
Tom is a very interesting character because he acts as both the narrator for the show and as a character in it, as the son within the family. So it's a very interesting character.
And the show starts off with Tom right front and center, kind of giving a little introduction to the play and how it's going to go. And he says at one point, he talks about, you know, these are going to be his memories, but we're not sure if it's an actual representation of what happened or how much of these memories are colored by what Tom wants the audience to see, perhaps. Is that right?
Yes, okay. That is correct. And it all stems from the author, Tennessee William. These are his memories. Mm-hmm. A lot of this play is based on his actual life, and a lot of the characters are drawn from his life and experience. And so it's him as an author working out some of these issues with his family and using these characters to do so.
One of the things that's really interesting about this play is that it sort of lives in two worlds. You have the interior space of the family apartment, and then you have an exterior space out on the balcony, which is where Tom is usually acting as narrator,
yes,
reflecting on and describing the events. And I'm just curious how you played with those two different physical and emotional spaces in the context of the lab theater, which is in the round.
It was challenging, but we have lighting has helped immensely in terms of isolating areas within the stage. And then actually even the way the floor is painted, the area that is the fire escape has a very different treatment than the area that's the living room, front room, which is even different than from the dining room. Hmm. So it's one of those that it's subtly, but you can distinctly tell that they're different. And then with the lights and blocking and everything else, it helps have everybody follow where they're supposed to be and or if they're supposed to be separated. Then.
Amy, you're not new to the theater by any sense, but this is your first time directing in this space. And I would love to know, what was it about this particular play that drew you to wanting to direct this production?
What really drew me to this particular play is dealing with the family and the family dynamic of Amanda Wingfield, her son Tom, and her daughter Laura, but also the theme of escaping. Each one of those characters tries to escape in their own different way. And then overall, the story, even though it's set in the 1930s, if I didn't tell you it was set in the 1930s, you wouldn't really know. It's a single mom dealing with two adult children who just aren't quite making it in the world, and they're still living at home, and everybody trying to figure out what their roles are and what they want to do and where they want to go. And it's things that you see now in 2017. And so to be able to present that to audiences, I thought was really special and important. And then the space is so wonderfully intimate that I felt like we could really take the audience on that journey with us.
You have obviously directed before, but this is your first time directing in this space. And I often hear directors and actors talk about not so much challenges, but, you know, discoveries that they make or things that they have to relearn to work in an environment like the lab. Did you find that to be the case?
There were some challenges that we discovered. One of them happened to be a set piece. We had a Vitrola, which was in a cabinet, which was like 4 feet tall. And when we had done all the rehearsals and things not in the actual stage space, it wasn't an issue. But then once we got up and on the stage and, you know, sitting where the audience was sitting, it all of a sudden became, you couldn't see through it, and it became an issue. And so we had to find something else to fix that, which we found a beautiful piece to take its place. So it's thinking about things from different angles and making sure that everyone can see and again, experience what's going on.
So let's talk about the cast. This is it's an ensemble cast. We've got only four actors in the whole show.
Yes.
And you mentioned before that each character wrestles with this element of escape and where they want to escape to, or maybe what they're trying to escape from. So as the director kind of orchestrating this whole family dynamic, how did you help to bring out, you know, these elements of family obligation and certainly love between these characters, but also that tension of maybe, you know, wanting the audience to feel like they want to get out of the room and to perceive these characters wanting to leave the situation that they're in?
We did a lot of work early off, taking each cast member individually and talking about where they were coming from with the character, what drew them to want to come and perform. And what I discovered for a lot of them was that there was personal connections that they could relate to the character that they were portraying. So it helped to be able to delve into some of that. And then when we got into the blocking and working as an ensemble, it was very organic and easy to make that all work.
And as you said earlier, the character of Tom Wingfield is both a character in the main action of the play, but then he also stands outside of it as a narrator and observer. Did you work with that actor to look for specific ways to distinguish older Tom from younger Tom, changes in voice, changes in physicality?
We did do some work with that. Ben Maxwell, who's my actor who plays Tom, he had a lot of wonderful suggestions coming in to it. So he made my job really easy. And so there was a lot just kind of right off the bat that he did to help distinguish a lot of those elements.
And without giving away the actual ending of the play, it's safe to say that things don't resolve with a nice, tidy, neat little bow on it, on this story. And it's an unusual place for a story to perhaps end when we think of typical plays or stories or the arc. What has the audience's reaction been thus far? And what emotions do you hope that they have to deal with at the end of this story?
Last Saturday, we had a fantastic audience, and they went through the whole gambit of emotions, which is what I ideally want for them. There are some moments that are so lighthearted and very funny and very touching and endearing, and then there are moments that are very tense and filled with anger and put you on edge, and there are those moments that are very heartbreaking. And our job is to help the audience go through that journey. And we have had some go through that. And for me, that's the biggest compliment that a director can get, to be able to tell that story and have an audience go along with us.
We've been talking with director Amy Glass about The Glass Menagerie, now on stage at Cornstalk Theater. Performances continue tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And this Sunday at 4 p.m., you can enjoy the sounds of the St. Anthony Camerata Chorale Ecumenical Festival Choir performing their fall concert, May the Angels Lead You, at St. Mary's Cathedral in Peoria. The concert will feature sacred classical and gospel music and audience sing-alongs. Highlights will include the Rudder Requiem and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Pie Jesu. Admission is free, though a collection of non-perishable food items will be taken at the door to support Sophia's Kitchen, a local organization feeding 800 guests daily. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.